morning, Hess & Company Jewelers.
Hey, good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How's the week treating you? Week going okay for you guys?
Yeah, it's been all right. It's been slow, but it's been okay.
Yeah, you guys all thawed out and back to normal as far as weather goes?
Well, I mean, it's melting. It might melt by spring.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we're expecting another cold spell here ourselves.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to get a couple of warm days, but it's just been dreary here.
Yeah, I know. It's miserable.
Yep.
Well, we've got the sun peeking out today, so at least it's
good.
You know, even though it's 15 degrees outside.
Yeah. Gotta give us something.
Gotta give us something, you know, Caitlin?
Yep.
I'll take the little wins.
That's right. Just be thankful.
Yeah. I was just checking in with Eddie. Is he around today?
Hold on just a second. Let me yell for him, okay?
All right.
You call.
What's going on, Eddie?
Just trying to get by. How about you?
Yeah, a lot of the same over here, you know.
Yeah, a little slower of pace here. You know, down here in Lexington, we don't know how to handle snow and ice, so log jams everybody up for a week.
Yeah, everybody's
crap.
Still stuck inside, huh?
Yeah, made for a miserable week, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is what it is. Just keep on plugging on. How about you? What's going on?
Everything's pretty good. You know, we're kind of getting back to normal this week. Last week was a mess with just the challenge with shipping. A lot of packages were held up, so that was not fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. On the other end, where it's going, they don't have a problem with weather that you got, but boy, they sure do get testy, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
No, I mean, I get it. That was the thing that irritated me with the FedEx situation before. You were doing your job, we were doing ours. FedEx was the problem.
Right, exactly.
And just, you know, how much it affects, you know, both ends of the stick. And
it affects
doesn't
your
affect
business,
his job.
Right.
Didn't affect him at all. Whether I deliver it or not, I get paid, and they keep loading my truck, and I come back out tomorrow. If they keep throwing my truck, so be it.
Yeah. Well, eventually, though, when people start to drop them as an account, then it'll affect their business.
Yeah, but see, that was the problem. You all didn't have an option.
At the moment,
from your
right.
perspective, you know.
Right,
I mean?
At the moment. But, I mean, hey, if we continue to have issues with FedEx, you know, across the board, then, you know, there may be other avenues that we go for shipping.
Mm. Have you heard of any other issues with FedEx?
I mean, not the situation that we had, per se, but there has been more issues than not just over the past, you know, 6 months to a year. I think a lot to do with the fact that FedEx's situation has changed so much, right?
Yeah, FedEx has changed so much. You know,
we're running into a little bit more of snags here and there.
Well, like I said, they've eliminated in-house drivers. They've third-partied it, so they're putting all the air freight on the freaking ground crews that were third parties for the last couple of years.
Right.
So.
Well, you know what we had issues with last week, Eddie? How about this?
What?
There weren't FedEx planes actually leaving Rochester to go to Memphis that night.
They weren't?
There weren't. So
why not?
Good question. I don't know.
Well, if they're doing with the delivery drivers, let's say with who, you know, let's say they're third party in the pilots or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see that in nursing care. You know, there's four nurses that are on staff, but there's 11 that's needed on the floor every day. So they use those temp services, and they bring in those nurses that they don't care if they take care of a patient or not, because next week they're going to be somewhere else.
They're at a different spot. Mm-hmm.
So, and then I tell you, I don't know how it is up your way, but down here, nurses, PR, let's see, nurses, CNAs, LPNs, all that stuff. If they don't want to work, they don't work because they just call out. And there's no consequences to them because there's such a shortage. So if these places have learned if they've got one that they want to keep, they let them kind of almost dictate to them when they're going to work.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Yeah, I don't know enough about that industry, really. I don't know if that goes on here. Maybe so.
Well, Whitney was a CNA for the longest time, for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my mother being in a facility, I have to deal with, you know, and I'm like, holy. For instance, every time there's a problem, it's a weekend because the staff nurses for the facility generally don't work.
They want their weekends off.
Weekends off. So
mm-hmm.
they use temporary services on the weekends, and it's always a shit show, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's medicines get mixed up. She doesn't get this or whatever services that she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so generally it's always when we have what's called agency nurses in versus the actual staff. But, yeah, I mean, it's, to your point with your Rochester planes coming out of there, you know, pilots time out because they're trying to do the work with 12 pilots when they probably should have 15 to 18 on staff. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because a pilot can't fly. It's just like a truck driver. A truck driver can't drive if he's timed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I understood was we were actually trucking them, or, you know, FedEx was trucking them to Newark last week and then getting out from Newark, which, I mean, that's a mess.
How far is Newark from you?
It's about probably 6-hour drive.
Lord.
Yeah.
So you lost a day at least.
So we were losing, I mean, two days was the average on a lot of our packages.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know what FedEx is doing. They've something systematically. I understand bean counters, and bean counters have a purpose in life, okay? But when bean counters actually control the operation of something, it tends to turn into this, in my opinion. Because all they're looking at is the numbers in, numbers out. They're willing to take 10% more problems for a 12% gain because
mm-hmm.
they're more efficient with money, but not necessarily services.
Right.
Have you ever noticed that? When a bean counter gets in control, it turns into that. The original concept of what was done is gone.
Right.
Is what I've always found. So.
Yeah, like you said, they're looking at it more from a numbers perspective than...
Spreadsheet, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's more to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. How are those girls of yours doing?
Oh, they're good. They're getting their own little personalities, let me tell you, Addie. I've got one that likes to wake up every night, somewhere between 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning, yelling, "Daddy, Daddy, come in here, come in here." I get in there, her blanket's at her feet. She goes, "Put my blanket on." I go, "You can bend over and just pull your blanket up." This goes on every single night. It hasn't changed for about 3 weeks. So that's my wake up call.
Well, you're gonna have to quit going in there. Is what you're gonna have to do.
Yeah, this girl's relentless though, Addie. And
she'll bang on the door.
She can't reach the doorknob yet, so that's why she's not coming out. This is my younger one.
You're going to have to let her suffer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It's a hard thing to do.
We did it with her when she was actually younger, with crying in the crib. We wouldn't go in there. She's been our difficult one, and now she's doing the same thing this. But now she's older and she's just as relentless.
Yeah, well, this is how she learns how to manipulate if you're not careful.
You're right.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
No, hey, you've got the experience. I take in all advice.
I mean,
then I look at it from the other perspective. It's like, when she's 6 or 7, she's never going to want me to do this anymore. So I might as well soak it up while I can.
But see, that's the point. She'll find something else to do it with.
Right.
Trust me, we saw it all with Whitney, you know, Connor did his thing his way, you know, it's just, I'm going to tell you, you might want to nip it in the bud.
I'm trying to really convince her, listen, these blankets at your foot, you could just pull it up yourself, no big deal.
How old
is she? She'll be 3 in May.
Yeah, you can't reason with a 3-year-old.
No, you're right, I can't. although this girl, she's pretty sharp. I think she's being, you know, the younger sibling. She's catching on. Like, I mean, she's even, you know, we can't trust. She goes, I don't like thieves. You can't trust them. So, I mean, she's got the logic down on what thieves are. I was like, man, this girl's good.
Yeah.
Don't know where the hell she got that. But
again, you won't be careful, man.
Mark my
words.
I know.
Not for me to tell you what to do, but I would recommend. How about that?
I like it. I may have to give that a try this weekend, see where we land, considering the fact that I don't have to wake up for work. So maybe it's a weekend trial experiment.
Well, it's a good starting point, but just plan on being the week of hell.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're fun. No complaints.
Hey, I want to put you on hold real quick. You busy?
No. I can hang for a minute.
Yeah, I want to go grab something. I'll be right back.
All right.
There.
I'm here.
So let's do a little work.
Let's do it.
I don't know what y'all are seeing on your end. Whether we want to admit it or not, the lab grown industry is here to stay. Have you seen it affect your diamond earring sales a little bit? Truth be told, I mean, I'm sure it would slow it down somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, Eddie. I mean, I do get more lab-grown diamond requests.
But you don't sell lab, do you?
But we do. Mm-hmm.
Thought you got out of that.
Oh, no. No, we have lab jewelry. I mean, I have lab loose diamonds. It's just, I mean, it's not our forte by any means.
No trade-ins on those either, right?
No trade-ins on labs.
No, I thought you told me you all got out of the lab business.
Really? I don't think I ever said that.
I mean, how much are you selling a freaking 2-carat oval?
Like $600.
Right. Well, shit, brother, I wish I'd known that.
Who are you going for your labs right now?
Now, are they SIs or are they VSs?
No, they're all VS, yeah, colorless VS.
Oh, shit. I wish I'd known that. Because I thought for sure you and I had this conversation probably 2 years ago, and you said, yeah, we're getting out of labs. We don't want to get confused with that, blah, 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 blah.
Really? Wow. If that's what I said, I completely misspoke.
Well, maybe you didn't misspoke, but maybe I just misheard, too. I'm not going to blame you, but I thought we had this conversation.
Basically, our labs right now, we carry lab earrings, lab tennis bracelets, lab necklaces, straight line and graduated. And then with the loose, I can get you anything 2-carat and under, it would be on invoice. We don't do memo. 2-carat and above, I can get you. If it's in my inventory, I can send it on memo for, you know, like a normal memo. If it's not, I can also do that, like 2 to 3 carats. more or less is also, you know, I can get it for you, but it'd be on invoice.
So if I order a carrot and a half from you and it comes in, I'm paying for it whether my customer takes it or not.
You've got it, right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we handle it. We just, I mean, again, I'm not the manufacturer of these labs. I don't have a million sitting around. I'd love to service you, Eddie. It's just we work, you know, we're not making any money on these labs, really.
Well, okay. Because I'm of the opinion diamond earrings have really petered out.
Yeah, see, I do still sell natural. That's why I say yes and no. I mean, I am getting lab-grown diamond earring sales for sure.
Yeah, those I can honestly believe those have gone up considerably relative to 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where your diamond earrings naturals have flattened out, especially, I don't know. I couldn't say which way. I don't know if it's the I1 stuff that's flattened out or if the SI stuff is flattened out.
Yeah, see, I'm still getting, like, I mean, it's a mixed bag. It, you know, we've had this conversation. You know, it's different in every store.
Sure.
But I am finding that with the natural diamond studs, I'm selling more of like the SI quality lately. So it's people that want the, you know, the cleaner diamonds.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a matter of the, you know, the salesperson in the jewelry store, you know, trying to promote the fact that, hey, listen, these labs are clean. I can get you something just as clean that's natural, you know, that will have some value associated with it. And, of course, we've got the trade-up through the, you know, the natural stud earrings, too.
Right. And then with your lab earrings, there's no trade-up either. Am I correct?
No trade-up with the labs, no. Yeah, anything lab is yours once you have it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
again,
yeah.
Larger loose labs, if I have it in my inventory, I can get that to you on a, you know, on memo. If I have it. Everything else is invoice. And earrings, same deal. I can send to you for a quick memo with earrings.
Large or large?
As well. Well, no, I can even send you, like, if you wanted a carat and a half and a 2 carat to show a customer, I can send those on memo. Yeah. As it gets closer to, like, the holiday, I mean, right now I can do that, Eddie. Let me reframe that. Closer to the holidays, if, you know, we're running out, I mean, people are just buying them, then we just, you know, invoice. But, yeah, right now I can certainly memo.
Well, I just spent $2,000 on freaking lab grows.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that your pricing's that much different than what I'm seeing that came in.
What did you buy? Just loose or natural or studs as well?
Loose right now.
Just loose. Gotcha.
Yeah, for solitaire impact.
Okay.
Because all the kids are walking in, they got a $3,500 budget. But, of course, the girl wants a 2.5 carat radiant that they're seeing on TV, which
mm-hmm.
Kay's and Zales are showing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're dropping $1,400, $1,800 on the stone, and then you got to find some sort of micro pave bullshit ring that won't last 7 years because it's going to get hung up and twisted because the stone's so big sticking up in the air a mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but, you know, we actually, you know, after this particular holiday season, we sat down, we've been brainstorming what we want to do and what we need to do, because we've been ordering labs a little bit more this past year, and we're like, all right, well, we need to probably have lab selects. We might increase our lab show and sell through. So we've just got, you know, half dozen lab loose stones sitting in the case. Therefore, we can show scale and size. And then two, we have the lab that someone's looking to purchase, bang, it's out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but we are of the thought process that our diamond earrings traction has slipped. And so we're of the thought process that we may want to look at carrying some lab diamond earrings and take the diamond earrings I have, and instead of carrying two grades, just going down to one grade. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So I have a, you know, and I probably will go with the SI2 naturals in stock for those who want that caliber, because the person that's looking for the half-cured I-1 or I-2s are the same customers going to shop at Zales or a K's, not a box like us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And dollar for dollar, I can just convert them over to, hey, you want double your size for $100 less, why don't you look at these labs, because you're buying bullshit, son. Just buy some bullshit that looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, it's kind of where we're looking at, because I'm sitting here looking at my inventory now, and you know, I've got a carat, a half carat, and a quarter carat I-1s, and we're thinking about dumping those back into you, converting those over into a carat and a half natural set, getting these small ones out of my inventory, and then replacing, giving a customer a cost alternative, and the cost alternative being lab grown. But those won't start at quarters. Those will probably start at 3/4 carat total weight and go all the way up to 2.5.
Yeah, right.
Total weight set.
Yeah, the 2 carat total weight is probably the most popular size that I'm selling, at least with the lab studs.
2 carat.
2 carat, yeah.
But yeah, but it, you know, because you can sell a 2 carat total weight lab set. You're selling them to, what is it, $1,000 cost?
2 carat total weight, we're selling for $575.
Cost?
Cost. Mm-hmm.
Mounted?
Mounted, yep.
So, I mean, I can sell those for $1,250. I'm sure you got a lot of people selling them for $995.
Or $1,999.
Correct. Something you can actually make money on. See, that's the problem with labs. You can actually make money on them versus naturals.
For the time being, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Well, I'm hoping that naturals will actually start having margins again. I would like to see the margins on naturals increase. I mean, our industry is set up on, from a point of contact with a customer, retail. For a brick-and-mortar store to survive, you got to have X number of profit margin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a given. And if you don't hit that profit margin percentage within 2 points, you got to have volume to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in Chicago, New York, you have large communities, you have volume access. If you're in a small community, you've been handicapped because you don't have the volume access. So you have to have, I mean, come on, IJO, I'm sitting in a seminar, and the dude's sitting there, and he's like, Richard Swest, I think is his name, he sat there and he had a thing, he says, if your store does not have a margin of 60%, you will not succeed. Now, other people have argued that point. I personally like the 60 number, but you can make it work on 55.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't lose foot traffic. If your foot traffic starts to suffer for any reason, your room for error really pinches down quickly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to make 60% when you're selling a 1.5 carat diamond at 35%.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can triple key your freaking labs all day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can try to triple key your natural if you want.
I'll never sell one.
Try it for 90 days. See what happens.
Never sell one.
Probably not. I couldn't believe it. We had a meeting this morning, and we were just, you know, talking about different scenarios and whatnot. And one of my coworkers, she has a store. I won't name name. Actually, I don't even know the name. I know roughly they're located. They literally, doesn't matter what it is, what size, what cost, everything's 3-time markup when it comes to diamonds. Now,
so that's an old school approach there.
It's very old school. I mean, I don't
I
know how many.
That.
I don't, because she has a deal that the customer, I guess, is has been shopping around, comparing against other things they've seen, been in the store, wanted a 4-carat diamond or a ring, something made up, was looking in the $60,000 range. Well, that put us, what we had to send her, or what him, $20,000 diamond for a 4-carat. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know the kind of color you're looking at that. I mean, far lower color than, you know, mm-hmm. white at that point. And I was like, holy shit. I mean, geez, this guy couldn't find a nice $35,000 diamond. He could still make $20,000-$25,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems...
I mean, again, it might be... He might sell one diamond a year. I don't know.
Yeah. Or he's discounting at the point of sale. Just because you mark it up doesn't mean that's what you're selling it for.
Well, apparently that is what they're selling it for if they make the sales, because she told me, or she told us, that the sales rep that she works closely with at the store said that, all, you know, basically his response to, because they've come from other stores as well, some of the sales reps, and they're like, listen, you're not going to make any sales doing this. And his response is just be better salespeople, more or less.
Well, that's always been my argument.
Yeah.
We don't sell product. We sell the romance. It's what
sure.
it used to be when it came to diamonds, engagement rings in particular. And then, for lack of a better word, a lot of the salesmen that we used to buy from so we could sell it started selling out of the trunk of their car. So that everybody knows, everybody's got a guy.
Everybody's got the guy, yep.
I'm going to New York, I'm buying it in the district.
Right.
Because I'm not paying these prices.
You think you're paying better, or getting better.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's exactly the case. And then what happened is then you start talking to, you're talking to, you know, and I'm picking on you here. Here I am, you know, dealing with RDI, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing your P number online.
Right.
With an online service. I'm like, wait a minute, because you and I've had this conversation once, and you said, no, we don't sell online. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's what Imperial Pearl told me. We don't sell online. Well, Imperial Pearl directly does not sell online, but what Imperial Pearl did is one of the sons opened an online company, and they get their product from Imperial Pearl, and it's basically it's a shell.
Gotcha.
And I found that out. So Imperial Pearl sells their product online. So now I'm competing against the people I'm buying it from.
Right, exactly.
Well, if I'm competing against you selling the same diamond, that you can send me the diamond or you sell it. My cost is what you're selling it to me, but your cost isn't what you're selling it to me. Your cost is 2 or 3 points less. Like I said, there's not a lot of money in it. So now you're getting your 2 or 3 points that you would normally get it selling to me on top of the 12% you're selling online for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And for all I know, you guys are selling online. I just hadn't found that third-party connect or a shell that you all are doing. So many of these companies
we don't sell online. We don't.
I understand. You and I've had the combo.
We
but
don't.
Again,
the only
you
way
I've
you've
had...
ever found a diamond of ours online would be through a business that had it listed from the markups that we provide for our jewelry.
Correct.
Only
Correct.
Way.
I understand that.
Only way. Yeah.
Calm down, Tom. I'm not upset with you. But you know as well as I do, there are diamond vendors that will sell online.
Probably 90% of them. You're absolutely correct.
Well, it's hard for us to create the margins and the romance and be better salesmen when we're constantly being undercut with a chainsaw.
Right.
You know, and so therein lies the problem. And then, of course, you know, you run into the same old age-old problem. Well, it's worth me saving 30% buying it from this guy. But, of course, you know, I won't be able to find him in 5 years if I've got a problem with the ring or whatever, you know. Stellar is actually selling online.
Oh, are they really? Wow, I did not know that.
You can actually, as an individual, Tom, can set up an account with Stellar.
No kidding. Wow.
I mean, it's not just Tom wants to open an account. You got to prove a few things, but it's not that hard for you.
Not that hard, right? You just basically have some sort of makeshift business, right?
So that's exactly the case in point.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I got a, you know, it's the reason I was asking about your diamond, you know, earring sell through, what you're seeing. I would assume your nicer gray diamond earrings are still selling better than rest, or is it the other way?
Those are selling, yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, SI quality is still selling.
Yeah, so like I said, I've got a 1-carat set half carat and a quarter carat. You can look at my account and tell me how much that is. And I'm thinking about converting those over to a carat and a half total weight set, but it'll probably be the SI2s.
Okay.
Therefore, I will run from a quarter carat all the way to a carat and a half natural. And then what we'll start looking at doing is probably putting together a lab-grown program to give a... Because believe it or not, you offer the I1s or I2s as a cost alternative. No one ever wanted to buy them because they were prettier. They bought them because they were cheaper.
Cheaper, or they helped sell. They were in your case, but they were helping sell the better qualities.
So, but what you can do now is, if for the price point, someone who wants to buy, who has a $2,000 budget, I can get a 2-carat total weight set instead of a 3/4-carat set of naturals.
Right. And then if they ask and say, no, I really want natural, what do you have in this?
Because a natural customer, a lab-grown customer, it's kind of like the old saying went. I don't know if you remember this. Pandora was a big deal. Everybody in IGO, RGO, everybody said you got to carry Pandora. Remember all that bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everybody says, get your Pandora customer in, you sell them a $25 bead, and they come in and they see you 4 times a year, and at Christmas time you convert them to a gold customer. Go back and ask all those Pandora people that used to have Pandora in the stores, and Pandora screwed us all over once we built their name up and opened their own stores.
And opened their own stores, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, but ask all those people that used to sell Pandora, the ones that will be honest with you, how many of those Pandora silver bead $25 customers did you convert to gold jewelry? Less than 10%. So, the argument I have when it comes to lab-growns is customer walks in and they want a lab-grown. People say you can sell them a lab-grown. When they become more affluent, they're going to understand the value of buying a natural diamond. I'm going to tell you no. They will not. They will never switch over because once they obtain a certain scale of stone, they can't afford, no matter how much money they may or may not be able to acquire, to do it and justify it, because if they can't justify the romance part of it, even though it's only a half carat SI1 D color, why are they going to justify it 20 years later when they can? She's been wearing a 3-carat oval lab.
Right, and now you're going to get a 2-carat natural? Yeah, exactly.
And how are they going to be able to, in their mind, understand and justify making that kind of investment? So what I'm saying is human nature. Pandora is a prime example. People are not applying this, I don't think, really well. Pandora is a prime example of that type of client. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't convert. There's always somebody who does. But the argument didn't stand that you can convert those customers to, gold customers, lifelong
right.
customers.
All that customer did was they kept coming in for more charms.
Right. And then eventually when Pandora took it all away from us, all those people, all that foot traffic that we all had disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just start buying something else.
Right.
So that's the same thing with lab-growns, in my opinion. It's absolutely amazing how that works. So lab-growns, you got to look at it with like kind of the Pandora optics. So you have, if you buy your wife a 2-carat total weight set of lab-grown diamond earrings, you don't have to ever worry about that customer looking at your naturals.
Mm-hmm.
Your natural customer will look at the lab grown, and 30% of them will move over there because they're getting more bang for their buck. 60-70% of them will stay natural because they understand the value. But getting a lab customer to come go the other direction is damn it. I get this. I'm working on a ring right now. We sold this dude a ring 2 years ago with a 3/4 carat or a it was either half or 3/4 carat oval lab grown. He's made it. He came in. He wants to upgrade it. We're upgrading it to a 2-carat lab grown. So I'm changing the head, changing the stone out, and setting it in the string.
Okay.
He has no interest in making it natural.
Well, he probably can't afford it if he was buying a 1/2-carat lab grown a couple of years ago. He can't afford it.
They were more expensive a couple of years ago.
Well, still, what? How much was it a couple of years ago? I don't even know. 400 bucks, maybe?
Well, probably 500 or 600, truth be
okay.
told.
Yeah.
Now you can get a freaking carrot and a quarter for that.
Right.
But that's my point. But see, this is what I'm saying from an optic standpoint. This is the view that I'm trying to look at and just saying, look, this is the reality, people. If we don't have lab grounds, we won't sell them the gold ring to go with it. We're not. So that customer is not about selling them a diamond. That customer is all about selling them a lab-grown stone. Now you have an opportunity to sell something that costs $5,000 an ounce. We're selling $2,000 gold mountings to put a $1,200 stone in. That's not real. It's real, but it's not real in my book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all ass backwards, if you ask me.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But the optics are, and the reality is, everybody keeps saying, well, the labs are just a gateway to getting naturals. I am calling bullshit on that because this is the same shit we all swallowed. We were on our knees, hands behind our back, and we were the pivot man in the circle jerk. We were sucking dick every which way coming Sunday. and at the end of the day, all we did was we got a full stomach and we puked all night, and we never make a fucking dollar in the process. But it just literally is the same sales pitch that lab is giving you when it comes to what your potential will be with that customer.
Mm-hmm.
The potential of that customer is set from the first experience.
Yeah.
So you want to potentially sell them gold jewelry. You potentially want to sell them fashion pieces. Well, if you tell them on the first experience, we don't sell labs, they won't come to you to buy any of the other shit.
Yeah, right. You put the nail on the head, Eddie. I agree with you 100%.
So, but yeah. So like I said, I've got these three pair of earrings here. You're going to tell me my cost is probably $1,000 short of what I need to get the freaking carrot in the house, which is fine.
Well, I'll figure it out on my end. Truth be told, with our natural studs, it's 85% trade. It's a one-for-one. I'll see if I can do something with taking the three back towards one bigger pair on my end.
When did that – oh, you told me that's something that's just changed in the last couple of years.
Yeah, about a year ago or so.
Yeah, I remember.
So 85% of what you paid is what it is.
Well, that's bullshit. Now, what about my customers when they want to trade up?
They can still trade up.
But am I only getting 85%?
You're going to get 85% from us of whatever you paid. Mm-hmm.
That's crap. I said that then, too. But, yeah, I don't know about that one. I think that's kind of what is it? They're trying to do that to absorb the price of the mountain?
I mean, there's price of, yeah, I mean, price of gold. I mean, there's just other costs.
Then I'll just send you the diamonds back, and you just send me two diamonds to plug in.
If you want to do that, sure. But then they're not certified. And then I don't have a trade up.
That's a little bullshit.
It's
all
right, not bullshit.
Figure out what you can do on those. But what I've got sitting there, figure out what we can do, and then put together a little proposal on maybe your labs. Let me. I'll be honest with you. I did not even think to ask you about labs because I swore you told me you all were getting out of the lab business. You all didn't want to get. You didn't want to get dirty from it. But like everybody else, if you want to sell something, you're going to have to carry them a little bit to a certain degree. But I thought you all were kind of laying back off of it like a lot of people were for a little bit.
Yeah, but the jewelry, I more or less have a pretty good selection there. So.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, look into it and put me together a proposal. Let me know.
All right, sounds good.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later then.
All right. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Okay, bye.